I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend. One thing we do know about the postseason is that for the first time in 7 years, the Chicago Cubs will be playing. Well, at least for one game. On Wednesday, they face off in a one-game playoff against the Pittsburgh Pirates for the right to move on and play the St. Louis Cardinals. Dan Simatovich, Chicago Cubs superfan and this show's senior producer, couldn't be more thrilled. Seriously, it's ridiculous. And all this got him thinking about the financial toll the Cubs have taken on him. So remember those bad financial habits we talked about at the beginning of the show? We will stipulate that what you're about to hear definitely falls into that category.
I was born in Chicago, Illinois. We moved away when I was relatively young, and I've been wandering the desert for the last 25 years or so, always missing my home and finding any excuse to keep my roots strong. I frequently accomplish that through eating shameful quantities of meat.
Just imagine, delicious Carson's ribs, sizzling in their tangy, mouth-watering sauce.
But most often, it's through...
Holy cow!
God help me, the Chicago Cubs. I fall into that needs help category of fan. I'm that guy who gets wary looks when someone comes into my office for the first time and sees a beautiful mind-like collection of Cubs memorabilia. So this big marketplace, I thought it'd be a useful exercise to sum up all the money I've spent, whether I had it or not, on the Cubbies over the years. Okay, here we go. $35 is how much I spent on the frame for this rare 45 of the 1969 Chicago Cubs classic, Hey Hey Holy Mackerel. Here, give it a listen.
Hey, hey, holy mackerel, no doubt about it, the Cubs are on their way. The Cubs are gonna hit today.
Pure gold. They were supposed to win it all that year. They didn't. And then I have about 10 collectible pennants, including one from, again, 1984, that celebrates the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. It was supposed to happen that year, too. It didn't. But yeah, about $100 for all of those. My number 23 Ryne Sandberg 1984 throwback jersey, $120. My Cubs baseball card collection, about $200. Various tickets to Cub games, home at Wrigley Field or away at whichever city I happened to be living in when they came to town, about $3,000. Beer and meat at those games, well, it felt like $4,000, but it was really around $250. And then there's all the Cubs bric-a-brac. Mugs, pens, baseballs, t-shirts, hats, collectible this's and that's, collars for the dog. You get the picture. I estimate all that at around $750. All told, that's about $4,500. And now here I stand, staring down the financial abyss of a potential championship run. If they beat the Pirates and advance to the NLDS to face the Cardinals, the hated Cardinals, I might just need to plan a trip to St. Louis. If they beat the Cardinals and advance to the National League Championship, it's time to raid the savings account. And good Lord, if they make it to the World Series? Oh man, I will be in Chicago. I will be at Wrigley Field. I have no idea yet how I'd afford that. Anyone out there want to buy a kidney?
Go, go, go! Chicago Cubs! Win, win, win that game!
That's Dan Simatovich, Marketplace Weekend senior producer and crazy person.